Well, internet service provider IINet are currently looking for Australia's top geek, and I possibly have him in the studio with me. Skadris, how are you?
I'm right, Andy. How are you going?
Excellent. Now, Australia's top geek, why did you enter?
Frankly, it was just something that was advertised on Facebook that I saw on the side, and I don't know, it kind of spoke to me. I had a kind of a stint for the past 2 years of nerdcore and geekcore pride, and I don't know, it kind of yelled out to me, so I had to check it out.
What are your geeky traits then?
Geeky traits, we've thought about this a lot of me and the contestants, and it's kind of a hard thing to pinpoint because we don't look at ourselves as a series of traits. We kind of see ourselves as just who we are and what we do, but I think I've had to define a little bit more recently. Yeah. So one of them is definitely, I'm trying to build custom arcade machines from scratch and getting artists to paint them. So that's kind of my interests. But I mean, video games, comics, kind of toys, you know, it's just kind of live and breathe it. It's never really been something that I've thought myself as being different with.
Okay, so it's just you being you and same with the other contestants. But so why enter the competition?
Well, as I said, you know, I've kind of been down with this whole kind of nerdcore pride, which is one of my favorite phrases at the moment. But
I like it, nerdcore.
It's just about kind of having self-respect and kind of being getting over the bullies and stuff. And I like the things I do, and I think other people who are really into small niche things should also be proud of the things they do. And I've kind of, yeah, really been kind of running with that crowd and kind of moralistic ideals for a while. So when I saw Top Geek, I thought, you know, I'm proud of what I am. I'm proud of what I do. So, you know, I thought I'd jump in and throw my hat in the ring and thought what other people thought.
And of course, then there's the prizes, because I've got to say, as an eliminated contestant, that one of the attractive parts of the competition was the prize element. IINet were putting up a trip for two to an overseas convention of geeky nature. What's your pick?
Yeah. Well, definitely the first thing that I wanted to go to was Comic-Con, but I've heard a few things recently about how it's become super, super busy, and it's kind of like pushing cattle through not a slaughterhouse, that's not the right mental image, but it's apparently super, super busy, and the kind of new one is PAX East, but I don't know, I still can't get over the romantic notion of Comic-Con I have in my head, and also that's the closest one that's actually happening, so I don't think I could wait a year if I actually wanted to actually go out.
I think you'll find with a lot of those overseas conventions that they are all shoulder-to-shoulder type events. Yeah, they are all really busy, but nevertheless, great to go to.
Yeah, yeah.
As part of the competition, you've had to go through a series of challenges, jump through some hoops. Tell me about the experience for you.
I've actually got a bit of a background with working in film, and so the first one being the invention, I had to do a bit of filming, but I hadn't done it for a little while, so I, you know, got the chance to pull the camera out and stand in front of it and have a play and get creative with it. And actually kind of, you know, I'm starting to get back into the rhythm of it. And the next one, which was the film, or, you know, come up with an idea for a television or movie idea, I did an idea I'd been sitting on for something like over 2 years, which was
the zombie film.
Yeah. It's called And the Geek Shall Inherit the Earth. It's just an idea that I had that inevitably, when the inevitable zombie apocalypse happens, it'll be the geeks and the dole bludgers that'll survive, because they'll either be well onto what's going on with the zombie apocalypse, or they'll be in bed asleep all day with rations and rations of Mi Goreng in the pantry to keep them alive.
Isn't that like in the movie Tomorrow When the War Began, and one of the survivors is this stoner who's just kind of chilling out of his parents' house? I don't know if you've seen the movie.
No, I've actually seen that. And I think also in that they made references to 2 Minute Noodles as well. But everyone knows a real geek or person with the doll, they're not packed full of 2 Minute Noodles. They're packed full of Mi Goreng, the 30-cent a pack.
let's talk about some of the other contestants in a nice way, of course. Something that I think the competition organisers, IINet, didn't expect was this camaraderie that's come about. Of course, you started up a Facebook group for which the top 20 contestants were exclusively a part, and suddenly it's become this little geek family.
Yeah, and I don't know, it's almost ruined. Not ruined, I don't know, it's changed Facebook for me, actually. I found I stopped posting on my own Facebook page and was posting specifically in this private group for the other kind of geeks, because everything I wanted to talk about and was interesting, I wanted to tell them about. I wanted to talk to them about. And so I think my Facebook page stopped. I don't think I posted there for maybe a week or two, because I was posting exclusively with all these guys, because it's just, you know, we've had so much fun with each other with just talking about the things we're all interested in and how we're going to go around. The camaraderie was actually quite amazing. Like, with a lot of the competitions, people have been helping each other out with, like, I know you helped Liza, like, export one of her videos she couldn't get interlacing properly.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
But I've been helping, like, Daniel with some of his ideas for his things and teaching him about timing. I've talked to a lot of people about timing before, and I don't know. I felt maybe it never really crossed my mind that I'd be kind of shooting myself in the foot if I was helping out the other contestants. But I mean, I guess I've made it this far, so it should be fine.
Okay, and coming into next week, we've got the final challenge.
Yeah.
April 7th.
April 7th.
Yeah. What can we expect?
It's a quiz held live at, I think it's Lux Bar in Perth. And you can get tickets on... A lot of the previous contestant geeks are getting tickets from WA, and they're also giving them away on, I think, if you go to the Facebook group, if you go to iNet, Twitter stream or their blog or anything, you'll find links to it. And it's
maybe
from,
eBay.
From there you can watch, yeah, it'll be live streamed. It's going to be a quiz where the top six geeks are going to be quizzed on their field of geekery live on stage, apparently in front of something like 100 people in this bar, which is pretty daunting. It's only recently kind of starting to kick in on all of us, and it's kind of starting to feel a little bit weird.
Is it the fear of the unknown? Because you don't know what the questions are going to be or what sort of categories, whether, you know, they could start asking you about, we'll call geek fields that maybe you don't quite align yourself with.
No, I am really worried about that, actually, because, like, each geek's kind of field of expertise is completely different to someone else's, and the guy who's running it, Michael, is actually, like, he's put a few questions out to a few of us, just kind of saying, like, you know, what should we stay away from? And one of the main things I pointed out is with geeks, I said, because my genre is probably going to be something to do with sci-fi, and I said, what you need to pay attention to is the difference between sci-fi and fantasy. Like, if my area of geekspertise is sci-fi, and you start asking me questions about Lord of the Rings and magic spells and dragons, I'm going to fall on my ass, because that's not sci-fi.
Maybe he wants you to.
Lasers are pew pew. That's sci-fi. Magic, not sci-fi.
Keep it Star Wars.
Yeah.
Brilliant. All right, Skadros. Well, good luck with the rest of the competition. We'll hopefully catch up with you afterwards. And enjoy the final challenge.
Sure, I'll see you again. Thanks, Andy.